It is the 4th of September, and today we are joined by Anne-Marie Say from the Broadway Business Improvement District. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Broadway Street Fair happening this Saturday, September the 7th. Welcome, Anne-Marie. Welcome to the show. Always great to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, Pat.
Well, I want to talk right out the gate about this year's theme. I'm seeing cats. It's based. The song is obviously so familiar to me because I grew up listening to a lot of Fred Penner. So the cat came back. What was the inspiration behind this?
Well, the inspiration behind this was the fact that the former logo of the Broadway bid had a really cute cat playing with the letter D in it. And we thought, you know, let's revive that for this event this time around and bring some history and nostalgia to the street fair. So, yeah, we redesigned the logo, added a little cat in it just for this event. So we've got some merchandise and things with that logo on it. Limited edition, only available on Saturday.
And you brought me one of the mugs, too, this morning. Thank you so much for this. This is so nice.
You're welcome.
I love the multi-layered meaning, too, behind it. That's fantastic. So what I always like to do before we get into kind of the nuts and bolts is assume that someone listening right now maybe just moved to Saskatoon and has never heard and is just kind of learning about the city. In the most fundamental way, how would you describe the Broadway Street Fair?
So it is a transformation of Broadway Avenue into a celebration of food, festivities, culture, dance, music, and some awesome sidewalk sales.
I love it. Now, there's so many things to be seen, everything from dancers, buskers, petting zoo, face painting, and it is an event for all ages too, to be clear, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, so can you highlight some of the like must-see activities for families and anybody coming down to Broadway this weekend?
For sure. So right off 8th Street, we're going to have the British Car Club Show and Shine. And awesome. Next to that will be some inflatables, so different games and bouncy castles and that kind of thing. Of course, we're going to have some face painting by Creative Mom and balloon twisting and a really neat art installation. It's a graffiti wall, so local artist Kent Ness is going to be leading that. So kids and mom and dad can try their hand at doing some graffiti artwork on our wall.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very liberating, too.
Yeah. New this year, we have the Maker's Market. So this is kind of fun. What we did was we decided to offer local crafters who maybe couldn't, you know, afford to have a big spot on the street, a place. So they got a table inside Victoria School Gym, and there's going to be 50 local small business crafters in Victoria School.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very inclusive, trying to get as many people in as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And if anyone's biking on Saturday, I guess it's supposed to be really nice on Saturday.
You guys ordered some good weather.
Yeah, we're going to have a bike valet located just behind Victoria School.
Perfect. And tell me a little bit, I've heard about something called a cat quest scavenger hunt. What's this all about?
Okay, so this is exciting. About 30 of our Broadway merchants, businesses, are participating in the cat quest scavenger hunt. So basically, you can download the Google form onto your phone, and then you go to the different participating businesses and find the cat decal inside the business. They're different colors, so you have to on your entry form, you have to say what color the cat is in that business. And every cat you find, you get an entry into the prize draws. And we've got 31 different prizes from all the participating businesses.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so this is not just like a small little scavenger hunt. This is elaborate. This is something people can really sink their teeth and, you know, their claws, I guess, into with the cat theme.
Awesome. Yes, definitely.
And one of the things I love about this event, too, is Broadway Avenue is a home to so many unique local businesses. And the fair, I would say, really helps kind of showcase them. And how would you say that the Broadway Street Fair kind of supports local merchants and the impact that it has on the community there?
Well, it brings over 10,000 people down to Broadway Avenue, and it gives the merchants the opportunity to not only showcase their services and goods, but also, I mean, it is kind of a chance for them to have some really good sales. Summer's ending, you know, back to school's beginning. Yeah. So it's that transition into fall. And we've got like over 50 of our merchants are doing sidewalk sales. We've got over 250 vendors this year.
So there is certainly something for everyone, to put it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
So where can listeners go to find more information about the street fair, plan their visit and such this weekend?
They can go to our website. It's broadwayyxe.com and click on the Street Fair tab. All the information is there.
Nice and simple.
You bet.
Perfect. We'll make sure to have all the links up on our socials as well. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and good luck with this year's edition of the Broadway Street Fair.
Thank you so much, Pat.